prognostications of doom and apocalypse here on Randophonic on CITR FM 101.9, radio that comes to you from the University of British Columbia, who, if we haven't done it already this evening, we thank for allowing us to do these very free things that we're allowed to do with the airwaves.
How was the last set of countdown related material this evening? The All Vinyl Countdown and Apocalypse.
Keep hearing from that crazy wrestler.
1,111 great records you probably haven't already heard, including, well, the 672 selection that we just heard there.
I just want to know what you're really
you said you were
the beautiful Future Days title track from Cannes' 1973 album Future Days.
Weren't good to you at all whatsoever.
Notes Philip Random. It's 1973 in Cannes, probably the greatest band that most people have never heard, are touching both the peak and the end of their glory days. Not that they don't still have some great music in them, it just won't ever get back to this soft, strange, almost subliminal altitude. Because singer, vocalist, lead madman Damo Suzuki is slowly fading away, not to return. And in a way, it makes for their best, certainly their most consistent album, like a sweet dream of the future that actually came true, because there I was, a good 10 or 12 years later after the fact, hearing it for the first time, and it was perfect. It was exactly what the mid-1980s felt like.
Terrible.
If that makes any sense.
They say she was my enemy.
Well, perhaps those who say it are your enemy.
Which gets us to the part of the program where we don't know what's going to happen next. This is the turning to the world famous Randophonic jukebox and pushing the random button. Some stuff will happen, music and noise, and eventually around 2 a.m. we're going to find ourselves in the realm of the absolute value of insomnia.
Don't you?
Maybe. Such as, what does happen when we push this button? Well, one more time. This button. Which gets us to
the movie of the week, presenting the world premiere of an original motion picture produced especially for ECB. Movie of the week.
Randophonic presents the movie of the week. A weekly movie, as it were, without pictures. Just close your eyes and let the soundtrack take you somewhere you've never been. Tonight featuring Aphex Ambient 2, an incomplete excursion through the Aphex Twins' 1994 release Selected Ambient Works, Volume 2. Why is it incomplete? Because the thing's way too long for our purposes here. So think of Aphex Ambient 2 as a big taste of something that's actually way bigger, which is to say the stuff of then still very young Richard D. James' fertile sonic imagination. The quieter stuff. The various pieces mostly don't have titles, so the impressions are entirely up to the listener, alien and otherwise. Or as some guy on the interwebs put it a while back,
strange coos of babies, subliminal melodies, things taken out of context and reassembled in contexts which don't quite sound out of place or distinctly wrong, but are still just that little bit wrong and just that little more than music to fall to sleep by.
Aphex Ambient 2, the movie of the week.